You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So not.
You're so cute.
All that fun.
A blah.
Beep, 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 beep.
A blah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting some news.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we are going to do it with our man of the hour, Tom White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Hey, hi, guys. Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hello. Tom of Light Beer.
Pretty good, some light beer today. You guys have some nice wine from our friends who sent us in.
But, thank you.
This is a good little,
little wine. Cab Sav.
I like it. I like it. So you guys, by the time this episode airs,
two big things will have happened.
Two huge things will have happened.
Game of Thrones, episode 3 and Endgame.
Yes. Ah, you guessed it.
I
was going to be all dramatic about it.
We messed it up.
So we sadly cannot have, we can't get any of our theories out there, whatever, that's already happened. But I am so excited. Although I got to say, after the episode 2 of Game of Thrones of this season, I kind of went, I sort of don't care about Endgame anymore. All I want is Game of Thrones.
Same.
I need my Game of Thrones fix. It's like now your week is just killing 7 days in between the next Game of Thrones episode. But I've also heard that, and like the people who saw, you saw Endgame, right,
Mark? I saw Endgame.
Yeah, say nothing, but I've heard it's like so worth it.
Okay.
So
I will just say,
yes.
And if you don't want a dang, oh, it's already out, isn't it? By the time,
this comes out, just don't spoil anything for Tom and
I. It will have sold out for most people who are listening to our podcast.
I'm literally seeing it in 24 hours of recording this podcast. Yeah. So
it is just unpredictable. Podcast's got his fingers in his ears.
It's unpredictable.
You will not guess where it goes.
Oh, cool.
All right.
And bring your tissues.
Ah!
Yeah.
I knew it. Wait. Will... I mean, it's 3 hours and 1 minute long.
I didn't notice.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, you didn't like it.
So you didn't have to have bathroom break.
I was going
to
say, you didn't get scared you'd have to pee or something?
Can we talk about that? Yeah. Actually, Aristotle, we're good. We're good. So there is like the number one concern with the runtime being over just over 3 hours, around 3 hours, is, oh my gosh, how will we not go to the bathroom? Do people genuinely have a worry that you cannot go in 3 hours? Because I've held it like 18
before. Yes, but the thing is like when you go to the movies, you're normally like drinking a giant soda or you have drinks before. It's more like, because when you're going about your day to day, of course you go 3 hours without peeing. But you, in that scenario, I'm going to see a movie, you're normally consuming more liquids.
I don't think I have ever gotten up from a movie to pee.
I think I have
I've
once.
Never done it.
Right.
And it was only because I was like, I'm going to die if I don't go pee right now. But I also feel like the movie that I was seeing was not a movie that I was like super concerned about missing part of.
And I think that's because like when I'm focused on something, then like the bladder side of it stops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I drink like a lot of water throughout the day. Like
That's why your skin's so beautiful.
You are so glowy,
no wrinkles over here. What? So like I'm usually going to the bathroom quite often. So if I go see the movies, I specifically like don't drink for like 12 hours beforehand.
12 hours beforehand?
No, not 12 hours. But I'm gonna see it Friday morning, so I will not have been drinking anything.
That's true. I got you. Oh God, I can't wait. There's just so much.
It's gonna be awesome.
There's so much.
Do they shoot in color? Is that a surprise? Or is it black and white? Black and white?
That would actually. Can you imagine
the whole mess up?
Part of me wonders if like I'd actually be able to tell some of them apart in the fight scenes if it wasn't in color.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah.
Because like the fight scenes can get so chaotic.
Move on.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
There's no fights in the movie. You tell us there's no fights?
Or there's a fight scene in black and white and she's like, when you were like, you can't guess anything, did I totally guess something?
Move on.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Yes.
Just.
Oh, you heard it here. You heard it here, poor Aristotle.
Hold on. There is a fight scene in a superhero movie.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. All right.
Anyways.
What else can we talk about then?
I do have a convo
I would love to bring up.
Please.
So last podcast afterwards, funnily enough, we are talking about going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it is bathroom related.
Great.
Nice segue.
Thank you. I walked in and you were already in there and I was kind of like, it's
oh yeah,
it's just me. And like I was like, what's the etiquette in talking in bathrooms? Like, oh god, I just didn't want to wig you
just
out.
Just to clarify, I was already in a stall.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was just standing in the bathroom. No, I was in a stall.
I was at the urinal.
And there's only two stalls.
Right. And so Maude came like, in
next to you.
And she went into the other stall.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was her.
Yeah. So
she
I just
sat. But she knew it was me because she knew I had gone to use the restroom. Uh-huh. So she sits down and we're both like peeing. And then she's like, hey, by the way, it's me. And I was like, oh.
Hey, just letting you don't get uncomfortable. Because you know how sometimes you can get quite uncomfortable if someone's peeing next to you. And
yeah. I guess, but I mean, look, I don't get uncomfortable. But I would think like if I was to, I feel like I'd actually be more uncomfortable knowing the person next to me than not.
So I was like,
really?
And then my follow-up,
I don't give a shit what strangers think of me. But I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Maybe Maude judges the way I tinkle.
I've heard accidental toots.
Accidental toots.
And someone went, yeah. And I'm trying not to laugh.
You're like,
because it's just... Anyway, so I was just like...
When you surprise fart?
Yeah, no, it's when they surprise fart and they went, straight after it. Yeah. I just thought that was so funny. But I didn't want to make it feel uncomfortable, which is what I was trying to do. And my follow-up question was, what's the etiquette in talking in bathrooms?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. And you're kind of like, shut up.
No, I didn't. I was like, I think it's what you just did.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? We're just peeing. And I was like, okay. And then today.
Oh.
I open and go into the bathroom, and I'm obviously so uncoordinated that I've hit the door with my foot before I've kind of like stumbled in the door. And I hear this, oh, trying to break down the door, are you?
No.
By someone who's already in the
stall.
And I'm like, she's talking to me, which is on the
door. What do I say? I don't understand.
And so I went, hi, hi, hi.
Wait, this. Oh, finish.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then immediately was like, I'm so sorry. I thought you were someone else. You're not Tiff, are you? And I went, no, I'm not. But hey, let's chat.
Like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to keep making it awkward because I feel awkward.
And then she kind of hung afterwards to apologize to me. And I was like, no, man, I was up for a chat, whatever. And then I was like, what is the bathroom freaking etiquette?
I don't know. It's just, I feel like you can talk to anyone anywhere, but it's just weird when someone's already in the stall because you just have no idea who you are talking to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always remember the Austin Powers moment where it's like, who do you work for?
You got this, buddy. Come on.
That beautiful moment where it's just like, how do you...
What? I know.
Anyway.
This is actually a nice... I've been thinking about this for a while. I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but this is like my mini soapbox right now.
Uh-huh.
Like,
have we
talked about all gender bathrooms? I forget.
No, but I would like to.
Okay, great. Because I'm all for it. The all gender bathroom. Yeah, I give zero fucks.
Oh, all gender. I thought you meant like...
Gender neutral bathroom.
I thought you meant like sharing a bathroom with women. Oh, men. That's no, what do you call that?
Oh, I have friends that will just pull me in and then hoik up a skirt and maintain eye contact. And I'm like,
no, that's fine. He's talking about men and women peeing.
That's fine.
I'm fine peeing in the same, like if it's a single bathroom, I'm fine peeing in there with a girlfriend.
Do you make eye contact?
Not necessarily.
I'm head in the corner. I'm trying to give them as much privacy as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't stand there. If I'm the one not peeing, I don't stand there and stare at them.
Yeah.
But if I'm the one peeing, I don't think I think about where my eyes are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
go ahead.
But anyway, no, I don't think.
I don't want to share a bathroom with any stranger woman.
No. I'm not talking about sharing bathrooms.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm talking about single bathrooms that any gender can use, which I am all about.
Right.
But this is my soapbox. Men need to learn how to lock the fucking door. Because men never have to lock the door in men's rooms. They never do, because even if there's a urinal and a toilet, two men will pee in the same room. That's normal, right? So in these single-use bathrooms, I have more times in the last probably 8 months of my life walked in on a man peeing in a public bathroom because he just didn't lock the damn door. And I just, it's because they're not like trained to do it, but I'm like, learn to lock the door. You're not in a man bathroom. You're in an anyone bathroom. Oh. So anyone can walk in.
What was the reaction? What do you do? Because I obviously encounter uncomfortable situations incredibly poorly.
So I mean, this last one was just a few weeks ago, but I it was in a restaurant and I walk in and I am in the bathroom before I hear this man's voice go, oh, sorry, I'm in here. And I was like, oh, and then I have to, like, it wasn't like the door cracked open. I was in.
Yeah.
And I mean, I only saw the guy's back, like, okay. Thank God. But I still was like, I just went, oh, and like closed the door. And then I wanted to be like, fucking lock it next time. And this was like, there were only two single bathrooms in this restaurant that were right behind the host stand. And this was the one closest to the host stand. I mean, it's like literally right behind the host stand. And this guy didn't lock it. I was like, what is happening? And it's just happened so many times to me in the last few months that I'm like, guys, just learn to lock the bathroom door.
I always do.
If it's a single, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Tom, you tend to do the things.
Yeah.
That we need guys to do. But, just learn single-use bathroom, lock the door.
Also, while we're here, when you use a bathroom, someone has to use it after you. So just clean it up a little bit if you have a little splash action.
Yeah.
Just clean it up a little bit.
Put the seat down just in case the next person is a woman.
I mean, I got in a conversation with my girlfriends about this because they were like, I hate that guys won't put the seats down in bathrooms that we have to share with them. And I was like, to be fair, I don't know if we can assign that job to one.
Thank you.
What's Aristotle say? Yeah. I was like, I don't know if we can assign that job to one person has to be in charge of or one.
Default is down.
But okay.
Default is down. Yeah. Yes.
So but if you lift it, but if a guy must revert to default.
Right. But if a guy walks in and it's already up, I don't think it's necessarily that guy's job to put it down.
So many.
That's what I'm saying.
But if he leaves, it has to be down.
It's the person before him that should have put it down. Yes.
Oh, he's not going to put it down to then put it up again.
No. I mean, my point is he didn't.
To reset it or something?
Reset
the toilet?
My point is he didn't put it up in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, why would you think?
I get it.
Think to put it down?
Yes, I get you.
But we actually have to do the work when you think about it. Either way, men have to do the work and you guys. If we walk in, the seat's down, we have to lift it, right?
Yes.
You guys always have to have it down.
Yes.
So why should we do the work for you when
because you get to stand when you pee.
Yeah.
And we have to sit.
That's right.
And you have to pull everything.
That's a good point.
All right. It's courteous.
We burn more calories because just from the act of sitting down and standing back up. So you guys have to burn the same amount of calories by lifting up the seat.
But you could burn more if you put that seat down and then used it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, but we don't need to burn more. I'm saying we should burn equal.
It's not even about the calories. It's about the convenience.
Men don't care.
It's the convenience.
All right.
You walk up, you're done.
From now on.
I didn't mean we cared about the calorie burn. I'm just saying that's a way we could equal.
I need to get my 10,000 steps. I have to sit down 3 times.
I just lift the toilet seat up and down. You know, it's so funny.
I have to
get
my lid lifts. Yeah, that's the new
timer. When those Apple Watches first started and they were like counting
steps.
But it wasn't, yes, it was steps, right? But it was only steps, but it really just counted it by movement. I was at a dinner with a friend, and like before we ordered, he looked at his Apple Watch and he's like, oh, I have to get a few more steps in. And then he just sat in his seat and like pumped his arms like he was running in place in his seat really fast. And he's like, cool, nailed it. I'm like, I don't think that was it.
Does it shock you if you don't get all your steps that day?
Like,
what do you have to really?
I don't know.
What about the reverse situation of that? Someone's sitting with 16,000 steps, and you're like, "What did you do today?" They're like, "It was a pretty lazy day, actually. I stayed at home and I didn't do much." And it's like, "You did something,
yeah,
because
you did something.
You got your 16,000 somethings.
That person had a me day.
Yeah,
just had a
self reflection.
Just a little
it's
bit
healthy.
Of a me day.
One last thing. keeping back with it.
Yeah.
So the friend that I took to Endgame, they obviously had to go to the bathroom before 3 hour.
Who was this
movie.
Friend?
Yeah, why wasn't
it
me?
Tom or I?
Yeah. Why? Who? Huh?
Yeah.
Who was it?
That's the person that I take.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
We got content for something that we're working on.
All right. Cool. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Got it.
They panicked because they went to walk in to the men's urinals to pee.
Yeah.
And too many people there got cold feet. Panicked.
And then didn't
that
pee.
That happens, huh?
Yep. It was like, I'm not going. I can't go.
Oh, my God.
Because, shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder.
Oh,
shoulder.
Wow.
But like,
I don't know. I don't understand this. I've never actually been touching.
That's a whole scenario.
Yeah,
men the
stage
urinals.
Fright. That's what it's called. Stage fright.
Yeah. But
can we discuss this?
So there was no dividers between the urinals.
Mustn't have been shoulder to shoulder. So it was the feedback I got.
Because Dodger Stadium used to have a trough.
Oh,
I was just like, that's when I was like, no, thanks.
Didn't
like
they
you
have that
were
in primary schools.
Elementary. We did, but I've seen other places.
Yeah, Australia.
There's an Irish bar I go to that installed one in instead of a urinal. They had a urinal, and then they put in a trough. So, and it's already a small bathroom, so you're already tight in there with other guys. But, like, so, like, I can understand, like, maybe if you're, like, that close. If there's a divider between you, I don't care. But, like, if they were shoulder to shoulder, yeah, yeah. I can kind of get it.
Wow. Podcast shaking his head.
Where like, was the premiere?
But downtown.
It was, well, that's downtown. Staples Center, right?
Oh, yeah, the convention center.
Oh, convention center. Convention.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they completely gutted it.
It wasn't
out
at Hollywood and Highland where
no.
it was.
Oh.
That's right.
No, the traffic wasn't shit that day.
Yeah.
They, oh, my gosh. So
the whole inside.
Convention Center probably didn't invest in like the dividers. That makes sense. A lot
oh
of the.
My gosh.
Like even San Diego Comic Con doesn't have dividers between the urinals, I'm pretty
oh, really?
Sure. Yeah.
That seems a bit weird. My problem like is when I go into stalls and the door only goes up to like 4.5 feet, so I'm head and shoulders above the door
oh,
frame.
Oh, yeah.
So I can, like, if I'm standing up, I'm just like, hello, everyone in the bathroom. I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see everything.
Although, again, since we've been talking about so much bathroom etiquette, nothing drives me more insane when there's a line in the ladies' room and when you get up there, you realize there are plenty of empty stalls, just no one checked to see if there are feet under them.
Oh, my ears.
It's like, the auto-shut doors kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I'm so thankful that it's more common now for public bathrooms to have doors that when you lock them, you see that it shows red or it shows green. Well, so, like, there's no
genius
confusion.
Idea.
The problem
Thank
that
you.
I have, I mean, that's very standard in Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what's not standard, having a goddamn inch of a gap in the door when it's
oh,
shut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you still see through.
You can. I have made eye contact.
You're really concerned about eye contact while you pee, huh?
When you're going, you should be able to look at a stranger.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Well, I feel like with the advent of smartphones, no one's really looking up anymore. Like, you're on the toilet, you're instantly like, I'm going to check Instagram for 13 seconds.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
I think that's a lot of particles happening. It's a dirty phone.
Yeah.
I get a little bit aware of that.
I've
sort of just accepted the fact that
everyone's phone is filthy because everyone looks at their phone.
But, like, if it's just a pee, I'm not there to have a party.
If it's just a pee.
Get in and get out. Like, if I'm pulling out a phone when I'm peeing, I'm going to... No.
Oh, man.
That's not time.
Do you think
guys.
There are people... I bet there are people who went to go see Endgame or, by the time this airs, went to, who wore adult diapers.
What?
Like, just in case.
Oh, my God. Please write in. Please email us.
Yes, please. We want to know your experience.
You can email anonymously.
I don't even know if I'd be able to go in an adult diaper.
No,
not on purpose,
I don't think I could make myself like. I don't think my body would do it. You know?
It's like does not compute. This isn't when we do it.
Like, how are you guys when you have to wake up in the middle of the night and pee? Like, do you? I
don't.
Oh, you don't?
I really rarely have to get up to pee when I'm asleep.
We have an article actually that's kind of about that.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Well, I'll just say that like I mean, it's not rare for me, but it's not like super common. But like when it does happen, I start having like if I'm still asleep, I start having dreams about needing to pee.
Yeah,
and I constantly am like, I have to go here and pee. And then I go to do it. And it's like I don't pee for some reason. I'm like, why haven't I peed? And then I go somewhere else. I'm like, I have to pee. And then I go. And then finally, my like conscious brain is going, oh, you need to wake up. And like I finally go, oh, I get it. OK. And then I wake up and I go pee.
That is strangely related to the first Avengers movie. Because the first Avengers movie,
why?
They have a conversation about that. Tony Stark and Pepper.
Right? Have a conversation about pee?
Yeah, he's talking about
in
how...
In the suit?
Huh?
In the suit?
No. It's right when you first see Tony Stark, he's talking about with her, they're jogging in the park or they just finished. He's talking about dreams. He's like, you know when you have a dream when you have to pee? And then you get up and you actually have to pee? And she's like, yes, Tony, I get it. And he's like, I had a dream we had were pregnant with a baby.
Oh, that's not the first Avengers movie. That's Infinity War.
The last
War.
One. Well, that's what I meant. The first of these two is what I meant to say.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's weird that you just happened to...
Right, exactly.
But yes, I go every night. I go get up in the middle of the night and go.
Every night?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I drink a lot of water throughout the day.
Oh, that's
and
true.
By water,
that's true.
Well, half water.
Same.
Half,
and I drink a lot before I go to bed as well.
Yeah,
it does it. Yeah. It's about it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll get back to pee stories.
Pee break?
Pee break.
I don't need to go.
It's so fascinating that we are back from break.
What's that noise, Tom? Who's that?
What did I do?
It's
I didn't even
know.
I just do dumb voices.
Okay, this is maybe kind of a segue from the stories we were just talking about. I'm excited. We've actually had this email for a while, and I feel like this fits in perfectly now. This is from Michelle. And it's entitled Phallic Princesses.
Hi, Michelle.
She says, hi, HHH crew. My name is Michelle.
Oh, hi,
she
Michelle.
Does say, yep, there you go. I'm sure she says hi, Maude.
Definitely does.
And she says, during your last episode, but this is a few episodes back, we read an email about dick pics. Maude questioned what the right way to handle being sent a dick pic is.
Oh, yes.
Well, it is finally my time to shine.
Okay.
This is what she says. She says she, I'll just read it. I dated the same guy from age of 16 to the age of 24. So when that relationship ended, yes, and I was pushed into this strange world of dating as an adult, well, I was highly surprised with the frequency and sheer number of unsolicited dick pics I was receiving.
That's awful.
Jeez. Yeah.
I had no idea how to handle it or what I was supposed to do with it. So what did I end up doing? The only logical course of action was to turn his dick pic, I guess this first guy's dick pic, into, oh, turn his dick into a Disney princess and send it back to him. That's right. I opened up that dick pic in a drawing app and turned that sucker into Jasmine on a flying carpet.
Amazing.
She was off to see a whole new world, and that world was not going to be with me.
Wow.
She's going to see it with one eye.
Yeah. So from then forward, every dick that slid into my DMs unrequested became a Disney princess. Ariel on that rock with water splashing around her.
Whoa.
Snow White talking with the seven dwarves.
What?
And my favorite was Anna knocking on Elsa's door asking to build a snowman. Let me tell you that a lot of men just couldn't find the humor in their manhood being portrayed in such a feminine light, which sure was effective in ruling out people without a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Now, I know this solution isn't for everyone because it requires staring at said dick pic long enough to turn it into a phallic princess.
That was my problem.
However, if you are up for the challenge, then it's well worth it just for the reactions. Anyway, thanks for the laughs you all give me weekly, and I hope I could be of some help to anyone who never quite knows what to do with that surplus of dick clogging up their messages.
Clogging.
That's a brilliant way to tackle it. But that's
I just have to make a skink out of that. That is so
wedding
funny.
Tackle.
Yeah.
Right? Wedding tackle.
Tackle.
Wedding tackle?
Tackle and bait.
That's
tackle
what it's called? Wedding tackle?
That's one thing they call it.
Tackle and bait.
Tackle and bait.
Tackle and bait. Yeah. Wedding tackle.
Anyway, Michelle, thank you for that entertaining idea.
I still don't get the whole idea of sending people those things.
Even if they have a sense of, even if they
worked?
Have a sense of humor at that, they're still a literal dick.
It is, to be fair, it is one thing if said dick pic is requested.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you say, would you like this? And then you say, yes.
Consent.
Right. Consent.
Consent. A novel idea.
To send unconsented.
Unconsented.
Unsolicited.
Unconsensual.
Non-consensual.
Unconsent.
Not okay. Not okay.
But I mean, he's just got some statistics out there. I have a feeling majority of times if you ask someone, would you like to see a picture of my dick, you're going to get a firm no. Yeah.
Well, I think it just depends on the relationship.
Oh, yeah. If you've never seen them before, if you've never met them before, and you're
right.
That's how I encounter dick pics.
This is it. It's not cane toads.
I have a dick quota
or AI with your voice.
So much, I die.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay, I have another great email. This is about a previous podcast. It is entitled Mandy from Manchester. Yes.
Hiya. Manchester. What can I do for you?
This is from Patrick. He says, hi, 4HLN. And he says, hi, Tom and Aristotle. I think he's doing a shout out to his bros.
Oh, that's
what's
cute.
What's up, hey, bud?
He says, longtime listener, first time emailer. I have an experience very similar to Maud, a.k.a. Mandy from Manchester.
Nice.
When I was in college, I was very shy and did not want to talk to people I did not know under any circumstance. My strategy when going out was to use my good German to get myself out of situations. If there was a person, male or female, I did not want to talk to, mostly out of fear, I would start speaking basic German and the people would come to the conclusion that I would either struggle to talk to them or understand them and would leave me alone.
That's good. I like it.
I know. Anyway, one night I was out and this girl starts talking to me. I have no interest of talking to her. So I say in this half English, half German that I am German and don't speak English well. She replies, oh, I am fluent in German. And she was not bluffing. Her German was good and fast. I was screwed. He goes, I froze. My very few social skills did not prepare me for this. And I just froze for a good 2 minutes until she left me alone. My German alter ego died that day. Thank you. Love the show, Patrick.
All right. First off, Patrick, guten Tag. Ich habe bloß Tarant für Augen.
Wait, ich spiele Deutsche. Ich kann einen Deutsche sprechen.
I will not. Actually.
Also,
how
whatever
dare
I was about
you
to say.
Suggest such a
thing? I took 5 years of it.
I took one.
Ich habe fünf Jahre gelernt.
What a beautiful language. Yeah. Just rolls off the tongue. So
I'm going to say, hello, my name is Maud.
Yeah.
I have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I have one black dog.
Great.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Maud. Ich habe blonde Haare und blaue Augen. Ich habe einen schwarzen Hund.
Yes, that was all correct.
Can you say, please stop sending dick pics in your
Yes, room? I'm going to, wait, I can
no
say.
No more schlong.
No more schlong.
Nein schlong.
I can say I go to the movies. Ich gehe ins das Kino. I go to the
Très
movies.
Bien.
That's yes. nice.
Ich spiele Fußball. I play soccer.
Oh, Fußball. Yeah.
You know what is great about German is that a lot of words, like, you can actually, like, Hund. It's
hound.
It looks like hound, and yeah. you can figure out that that's dog.
Blonde
right?
Haare.
And someone, I saw this on Reddit or something recently, that gotcha. Birth control in German is called anti-baby pillin.
No! Anti-baby.
I mean, they don't mess around.
Yeah, no, it just sort of makes a lot of logical sense. I mean, English is a Germanic derived language. So that's why there are a lot of similarities.
So is a condom an anti-baby frappa? Rappa?
Ah, frappa?
Rappa?
Frappa?
So
yeah.
Wrap it around.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. By the way, I forgot to point this out in the in Michelle's email with the phallic princesses. Michelle, I'm sorry I'm calling you out on this, but it's very adorable. She spelled Maud. M-O-D.
Yeah, no, I get that all the time.
It's M-A-U-D-E.
Yeah, everyone. Apparently it's a there French name.
Maud.
Maud. But that's the thing. So in French, it's Maud.
Maud.
In England, it's Maud. In Australian, it's Maud.
Maud.
In American, it's Maud.
Maud.
In Spanish, it's Maudie.
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 Maudie. Mm-hmm. I told you about the time, have I told you about this? When I went to Australia, me and two of my girlfriends, and we met when we were up in Cairns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
We met these, like, local Australian guys that we, like, started hanging out with.
Woo.
And we went to a bar, but one of them was late. So we were, like, back in this crowded bar, and then this guy Mark walks in.
Oh,
and we're like, well, just Mark. And we're, like, yelling at him. We're like, Mark! Mark! And he didn't hear us. And I went, Mac! He totally turned around then. I was like, oh, I got to say his name.
Yeah. Can't put an R in that.
Yeah,
Mac.
Yeah. Mac.
So my brother's name's Darcy, and he lived in America for a year. And he's like, oh, good day, my name's Darcy. And they're like, what?
What's,
what? And he goes,
what's Darcy?
Darcy.
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 I am Darcy.
Darcy. And he goes, it's a different name.
Darcy. I have another Australian friend that the only way he can speak with a quote-unquote American accent is to all of a sudden become a Southern Belle.
Really?
He has to talk like this and eat his black-eyed peas and get, you know, drink his sweet tea and things like that.
It's the only way he can get his accent on, is it?
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty amazing.
My best friend Alicia, she's also Australian. She's a host, though. She can only do an American accent if she's doing, like, an e-news report.
Oh, funny.
So her one is... Kim Kardashian gets a haircut.
A haircut.
So, you know, when I worked at G4, G4 and E were sister networks.
Yes,
four.
That's
right. G4.
Four.
And E.
G4.
Yeah. With the exclamation point, they were sister networks.
E.
And every once in a blue moon, E would need extra talent. So they would come and be like, are any of your G4 talent available? And I got pulled into this one day where the E used to have, I don't know if they still have it, but it's a thing called E! News Now, where it would be online breaking news, like breaking celebrity news or whatever. And they were like, we're going to pay you this and you can do this for a day. I was like, all right, fine. I guess I have nothing else to do. And it's like, you know, good relations between the networks and whatever. Well, what I didn't know was that what you have to do is literally sit in an office by yourself for 8 hours. And during that 8-hour period, anytime they feel like there is quote unquote breaking celebrity news, they come and get you. Yeah. You go into a tiny little studio. You read a short little, like, I think it was a minute and a half thing off of a teleprompter. And then you go back into your office and wait.
Wow.
And that's what I did for 8 hours. But the thing is like, it was my first day. So yeah. I get up there and I'm like reading the prompter. Like, I read prompter. And the guy was like, we need you to do it with a bit more of like a voice. And I was like, what do you mean with a voice? He's like, well, we have an E! News voice.
Yeah,
and I was like,
so,
what?
It's so yes,
so I yeah. literally had to figure out, because I mean, you guys have seen me host. I'm still fucking me. But, you know,
you see me host and you're like, man, you do it so much differently. But it's like, it's the dialect and the way that we articulate and form our sentences. Yeah, it's super, super unique to.
But for this, I literally had to be like, Jennifer Aniston's dieting secrets. It's like this, like, and I was like, oh, shoot me. I literally never did the job again. I was like, I'm good. I'm good. I don't care enough.
So there is a host called Renee Barr, and she's Australian as well. So she used to be on the Music Channel in Australia when I was on Nickelodeon. So we, you know, started our television careers around the same time.
Yeah.
She came over here. It was very successful. For one of the junkets, we both actually got flown to Barcelona. And so I did my piece de camera where I'm like, we're here for the movie Turbo. It's pretty cool. It's about a fast snail. We were talking to Snoop Dogg, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, she cheered. We're pretty cool.
Yeah.
She gets up. It's Ryan versus Ryan at the box office this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Yeah.
But it's that thing where it's the entertainment reporting has such a niche kind of delivery.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a fast snail.
Yeah. Fast nail.
What else do you really need to know? Do you really got to sell it?
No.
Says
we're
everything.
In Barcelona. I'm not a loner. But that's kind of, yeah.
God
I
damn
worked,
it.
This is when I was and working in Australian radio, and they were just like, be weird. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Easy.
I can
done.
Be weird. Do weird's we have any you, stories?
We do have stories.
Yeah.
Did you say you had some stories you wanted to say?
I mean, I got the pee stuff out of the way.
Thanks, that was your story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go to.
All right. Let's see. Since we're already talking about bodily functions,
you have one job. Tom, and it's
sit here and look good.
That's true. And then your second job is
actually people can't see it because it's a podcast.
Yeah,
but you do a really good job of
you
it
do a great
every
job,
week in, week out, and I can see you harnessing, honing.
Wait, can we do a shout out? Right, I wish I knew the name. Hold on, I'm going to find it
right now.
One of our listeners sent in amazing artwork of
what?
Aristotle, the podcast.
Yes.
Hold on, I want to find the person to give them credit.
Right.
It's so cute. It's Aristotle as a little cat with like some headphones on.
Honestly, Aristotle, if you were a cat, that's what you would look like.
I know. Oh God, I just scrolled through our feed and it was spider. Oh, it's from Bailey. Bailey Wiggle. Thank you so much for sending that in. It's so cute. And it just says Aristotle the podcat at the top.
Drunk mom.
Jen says, and he's saying drunk mom because that's from a different podcast that he works on. But he doesn't like them as much as us, right?
He nodded. Just the record.
Anyway, thank you for that, Billy.
Yeah,
all right, do we got stories?
We do, since we're already talking about, you know, body parts.
Being human, body
being
parts.
Being human, being women.
Yeah.
Being men.
Yeah.
Cool.
So bodybuilders are buying breast milk online to build muscle.
No!
This week on E! News. Bodybuilders are buying breast milk.
What?
Well, I know, right? As a
breast
guy
milk is supposed to help you build muscle?
Well, we'll get into that. But in recent years, there's been a growing market for people to sell their excess breast milk online. Some nursing mothers overproduce milk for various reasons, and instead of letting it go to waste, they sell it online, typically to other mothers.
Yeah, that's
who
what
are
I was
unable
say.
To breastfeed their own children, but a new clientele has emerged: weightlifters and bodybuilders. I am a weightlifter, not a bodybuilder.
Okay,
but,
thank you for the clarification.
I have not tried it yet.
Pretty good protein powder.
Why
do they think that's better than anything else they're taking?
It's a long article, but we're sitting there somewhere, I'm sure.
For growing babies.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's what the babies need, right? I think there's a lot of anti-inflammatory. I don't know. I'm making shit up. No, don't listen to me.
Yeah, you have the article in front of you.
It's a long article, so I'm sure there's the answers in there.
Did you read it?
Yes, but like a long time ago. Unlike Alex, I don't highlight these things. All right, so there's this woman, Rafaela Lamprou, 24, says she made $6,000 selling her breast milk. And I guess she's leaving an oversupply of breast milk untreated can be very uncomfortable for nursing mothers.
Yeah.
Resulting in engorgement. So she initially sold her breast milk to mothers who had trouble nursing, but soon, blah, 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 yes, bodybuilders.
I have a friend who she came out with, like, we had, like, a girls' night, and she was out, but she brought her pump with her. And then she was like, it's okay, guys, I'm going to pump right before I start drinking. And we're like, cool. So she pumps. She calls an Uber, gives the Uber driver her
breast milk
to Uber back home to her husband.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So her baby could have the freshly pumped
milk.
Awesome. I was like, that's a great idea.
Is that called pump and dump?
Pump and dump? I don't think
so. No, I actually think it's a...
Is it really?
Oh, I mean, it's sexual as well when you have sex with someone and then you leave them.
Right.
But also, like, when you pump and dump...
Yeah, pump and dump.
Yeah, when you get your...
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also a stock thing. You pump the stocks up and then you dump it. And sell
it. What's a stock?
A stock.
What's a stock?
Like when you buy stocks
S-T-O-C-K.
In Netflix. Yeah.
Stock.
Pump and dump. You pump up the... Yeah, anyway.
Stock.
Probably learned that from watching Wall Street.
Finance.
finance.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Finance.
Can you say wicked awesome? I had to
apologize about that. I was a brat when I was like in my early 20s. I didn't go to college. And this guy that I had known from high school, he was in Sydney when I was out. And it's like, ooh. Oh my God, Mort, hi. How's everything going? And he's like, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm a TV host. What are you doing? And he's like, I'm studying finance. And I went, oh, it was so good chatting to you. And he,
oh,
I just bailed because I did not know what to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it was like anything in the stock market, anything number based, anything in the finance. Yeah. It doesn't compute for me.
See, my dad.
But I apparently was so rude about it that like a year or two later, I ran into him again. And he's like, You're not a nice person. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. It was that moment. I like being checked from time to time where it's like, yeah, that actually wasn't cool. I'm so sorry.
I know. I agree.
But like,
I appreciate when people call me on my shit when it's deserved.
I feel bad. Like when I go to parties and I start talking to someone who really has something that's so uninteresting to say, like about finance. Yeah. I was talking to some guy about an app he created for cars, and I felt bad. I just didn't care.
You're like, oh. Not caring, not understanding. Oh, I guess.
But you kind of didn't care.
I kind of didn't care.
But like,
I guess it's I didn't also care. Like, but that was a very long time ago.
Yeah, but if the person can at least be engaging about it, then I can sit there and be like, oh, you're excited about it. This guy right. is just like,
you know
really
what? You'd probably be like, womp, 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 womp. And then I earned $500,000. And you'd be like, start from the beginning.
Rewind. Yeah. Rewind eight times. So the eight time rewind.
I want to put it out there. Anyone who is in finance, send me an email. Let's try again.
Like, basically, half my family is in finance.
Tell me about it.
In one paragraph.
I mean, I wish I knew. Like, I grew up, my dad was he's now retired, but he was a CFO. And my dad totally had one of those jobs.
Do you know what CFO means? They can't fuck off.
Chief Financial Officer.
They can't fuck off. They have to be there. They're really important. Yeah.
He totally had one of those jobs that, like, when I was growing up, I was like, you know, my dad works at an office. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many job titles that I just have no understanding
Ooh,
about.
Ooh, give us one.
Like, you know... like a managing administrative, you know, consultant.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? That is someone who is hired because they're a consultant. So they're an outside hiree who is brought in to teach people how to be managing administrators.
You just make that up, or that was pretty good.
But like those kind of roles,
that's definitely what a consultant is.
We got this consultant.
I got the consultant. Yes,
but it's still it's not like then that's another thing again where it's like they don't actually have. A set role in a company, they are contractual to amplify.
Yes. I always get confused. This is a popular title in Hollywood, like, being an SVP, a senior vice president.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that because there was a vice president category and there was a president category, but then they like needed to give people, they needed to give people raises and they're like, but we can't make them presidents yet, so we're making them SVPs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that, I don't know.
Yeah. If there's a senior of something, then there has to be a junior of something. I want to be the world's first junior.
There are junior
VP.
Yeah.
I think there are.
Are there?
A JVP.
Wait, damn it. That's not my world. I don't know enough.
Yeah.
What do you guys go by? So you guys are actors, performers, hosts. What is your main title?
Host. Slash producer host. Slash founder. You're a few
things. Okay. I say actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then people are like, don't you mean actress? And I'm like, well, actually, actor is the gender-free form of it. So no, I don't.
Okay. Actor, host, business person.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If I had to pick one, that's what I'm saying. But if I'm going multiple, I go actor, host.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Maude is the – you say mainly your host.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. I would say mainly she's a host, too. Uh-huh. And a damn good one at that.
Damn good.
Maude Garrett with news on the fives.
I wouldn't know how to do it. I actually used to do the gossip segments on a radio show that I used to do. And they're like, we'd like you to have more of an opinion about Britney's downfall or like Paris Hilton's slut phase. We would like you to talk like about it. And I was like, I'm not saying anything that I wouldn't say to their face.
Yeah. Exactly.
So unless you get them in the studio and we chat about it, I'm not having an opinion on these matters.
Smart.
Yeah, that's so gross. And perpetuating talking about people, it's like we dehumanize them because they were successful.
Yeah.
So like that's the byproduct. And it's like, I even get that a lot. Well, you signed up for it. You should have expected it. It comes with the job. And I'm like, no, I started hosting before Facebook. If I wanted to see someone talk shit about me online, I had to look up a forum.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they had to write a letter or an email.
Yeah.
Like, it is funny how I'm getting tagged. Hey, Maude, you look shit today.
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It is funny how people are like, you know, the older I get, the more I understand Britney mm-hmm. shaving her head in 2007. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, guys, yeah. fuck off. She's a fucking person.
Yeah.
And we let her to go, you know what? I want to get a haircut. And the person was like, I can't cut that off. And she went, fine, I'm going to shave it off.
Yeah. Imagine having absolutely no control over anything about you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like literally a prisoner of her own body.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, on that lovely note, I think we have to wrap up this episode.
Oh, cool.
All right. If you guys want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify.
Is Himalaya
still doing weird shit? I don't know. We're figuring out.
You tell him that we'll
Himalaya later. Anyway.
What?
Everything else should be working just fine and dandy, peachy keen right now. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And thank you for sitting in with us, Tom,
thank
White
you,
Wyman, Dango Krajewski.
And everyone, tweet something nice at your favorite person online.
That's a great way to end this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maud. A podcast network.